mean it when I say we really are glad that you all are with us. Holiday season, and we wanted to be as pleasant a season for you as possible, and that is the reason we're having this discussion. Greg Hatfield, Reverend at Trinity on the Hill, and of course Melrose York, helping with a tremendous ministry there. You've mentioned Grief Share. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us, give us an overview of what the program sure. is and how it actually works?
Sure. Grief Share is a program by Church Initiative, and it is a video-based program. It's faith-based, biblically centered, Christ-centered. It's non-denominational. Anyone can come to Grief Share, and you can find that out by going to www.griefshare.org and find a group near you that's running. But what Grief Share is a program that's a 13-week video-based program, and we gather for 2 hours, watch the video, and then we break into the small groups. And this runs for, like I said, 13 weeks. And then we carry it on and meet monthly until the next, we call them cycles, Grief Share cycle begins. We don't run one right after the other at this point because we don't have the leadership, but we do feel like that there is a, after the 13 weeks, you can't just leave the folks there. So we meet monthly, a little bit less structured, but still working on issues that people are concerned with their grief. So there's a continuity there.
Okay. So once a month, and you find that mm-hmm. for most people, that suffices.
Well, you know, we have several people, depending on the severity of their grief, that come back through several times. We have had this cycle, we've had people dropping in and out that have been participants in previously, and they just need a little tune-up, especially now at the holidays. We had a special seminar called Surviving the Holidays, and I noticed several of our older participants came back to sit through that program again to say, you know what, it's the tender times, now I've got to go through it again, what can I do? So that Surviving the Holidays is what we call that seminar, and we focus on what can be done during the holidays. So that goes on all the time. People come and go as they need to. We never want to shut down, and we never want to turn anybody away. Oftentimes people aren't quite ready. They need a little bit more time, maybe with a therapist, or in conjunction with Grief Share and therapy. But for the most part, we never want to turn anybody away.
That is significant that you mentioned that you have two things you mentioned that really caught my attention. One, the fact that you have something that is specific for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that there are times when people need to work with a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you find that, generally speaking, people working with the therapist say, well, I really don't need the support group? Or the folks working with the support group say, well, I really don't need the therapist? Or do you find that, again, that's just such an individual matter that it could go either way?
Individual, it can go either way, really. It's helpful for the person, and especially if they're with a therapist, to work through the need of doing the support group as well. Some will recommend it and some may not. I mean, it's just all according to that person's particular grief, especially, Carl, when it's when it has other elements, if there's other elements that a person's dealing with mm-hmm. other than the grief, it's good to be able to separate that out. And sometimes it takes a, mm-hmm. a person to help them do that. And where the support group might not be the best thing for them at that particular time while they deal with some other issues that are on the table.
Yeah, life issues come in, and I think we have seen people come with issues beyond grief. It just complicates grief. Depression initially, and then a grief happens. So we are lay people doing this ministry, and we can't deal with a lot of those kinds of dramatic issues, I guess. We would suggest that they would go see a counselor, and then when things are dealt with, come on back.
That counselor becomes the primary caregiver in that particular situation, and then we rely on that person to suggest Grief Share or whatever, you know.
And there's no need for anyone to feel any shame mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If there's a need to get with the counselor.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's a healthy thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's a very healthy thing to do. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you have the program for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Any other components, facets, aspects of Grief Share that people might want to know about?
We actually do. We just this cycle of Grief Share, we have introduced healing arts. And Judy Averett is a watercolor artist in Augusta, and she's donating her time and her talents and her services to helping some of our participants sort of have a respite from grief. We meet on Monday nights for a couple hours, and we paint. And this is not therapy. This is a lot of times it's just a way to take a break from grief, focus on something else. We can do the work tomorrow night on Tuesday. We can get through and do the grief work tomorrow night. But tonight, let's do something that is focused and creative and helps us get through on a different level.
In a safe place.
In a safe place, yeah.
That is so, that is just so amazing how the safety factor is so much a part of this equation. Mm-hmm. Even with the painting, they need to feel safe. The art, they need to feel safe. That's interesting.
And one of the components of that is just that we have so much going on with grief. And what a relief to be able to come in for 2 hours a week and not think about anything but this, you know, project we're working on. And everybody knows everybody because they've come from the program or through the program. So they're all people who have experienced grief and they understand. And we know each other on a different level, maybe, and we can relax a little bit.
Well, you know what? The time is just going by too fast. If you could share with people who are listening how they could get more information about Grief Share.
That would be if you have access to a computer. It's www.griefshare.org. Or if you'd like to call our church office, Greg.
706-738-8822.
And
they can ask for me or, that'd probably be the best thing to do is ask for me, Greg Hatfield, and then get him pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Yeah. 2-3 suggestions, recommendations, tips on how people can get through the holiday season, even if they're not going to be a part of a support group.
I think that planning, you know, start thinking now, how are you going to do this? Start thinking about secondary issues that are coming up. So plan for that.
Make sure that you tell yourself it's okay to not do certain things that you always do. Just, you know, sometimes tradition is okay to set that on the back burner.
Reverend Greg Hatfield, Mrs. Melrose York, thank you again to both of you
thank
for coming
you, Carl.
Here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having
very
us.
Encouraging. You all, please, take them up on some of those tips. That could be just one more way that you can let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.